Hello, and welcome to Inside View, a weekly public service show on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. Thanks for joining us. Our guest today is Licking County Commissioner Tim Bubb. A very busy year as you get ready to close things out here. Lots still going on across the community. But as you look back on 2024 a little bit, Commissioner, what were some of those things across the county that maybe folks weren't aware of that took place this year that really have had a positive impact on what's taken shape here in the county?
Well, a lot of things have very positive things have happened. And, you know, I tend to focus on county government because that's what I do with this interview. We have really upgraded and not just upgrade just for the sake of upgrading. We've had opportunities to add and replace staff members, critical staff members at the county, and just bringing in good people. We're still doing it even as I speak. A new administrator at the county who's doing great, a new planning director who is just absolutely tearing it up in terms of really pulling us into the new century and rethinking the way we do things, brand new director for Grow Licking County, people like Matt Allison, who are now full-time with us. He's retired from COTA now, working full-time for County Transit, doing County Transit. We're in the process of restaffing our airport with a new secretary treasurer. And some other openings I'm not ready to even talk about yet, but sometimes you kind of wonder, Dave, as you go through life here, where are you going to find some good people to add? Because we grow by addition, not subtraction. And when we have an opportunity to replace people, we want to find the very best. I've always had this theory as a county commissioner, and I mean this, and I don't mean it facetiously. If you're a commissioner or if you're a leader in county government, hire people smarter than you are. Mm-hmm. Put them to work, challenge them, give them opportunity, and let them make you look good. Mm-hmm. And that's how we look at it. We don't claim to be the smartest people in the world, but if you hire good people and give them the power and the opportunity to make decisions and do things, that's how Licking County moves forward positively. And we're doing that. That's the general answer is the year we've had. The year has been great. I mean, we rededicated part of the courthouse that we finally finished that project. You all know, and we talked about it on here before, the courtroom project, which is just beloved, and people are still loving it. We also had a major capital project with the county administration building. It was 50 years old next year, and we've added, and it needed a lot of work. Frankly, that and our parking garage and a couple other downtown buildings, we did those this year. We also concluded, and people in Licking County, I know you're sitting out there yawning saying, oh, he's talking about buildings. Well, these are your buildings that you spent millions of dollars to build through the years. They're the facilities that provide county government service, and it's our job to take care of them. We've done the administration building and these other downtown projects. We're just about done with them. We also did an energy upgrade, which is interesting. Of the 30 or so buildings that we take care of, we did about a $6-7 million energy upgrade over a 3-year period, so that number one, we're the most efficient energy equipment we've got, number two, modern equipment that is under warranty that doesn't need to be repaired, and the savings with new energy equipment is huge. And we've just finished that, so all of your buildings, from a courthouse that's 150 years old to buildings that are only a few years old, we have got them at a point where they are up to date, current, and where you want them to be, because we're protecting your investment in county government. I feel good about that. We're looking forward to coming into the new year. There's going to be challenges next year, but from an economic development standpoint, yeah, Intel's kind of on hold, but between new manufacturing coming into the community, data centers, okay, yeah, I get it. Data centers can be problematic. They use water. They use electric. They also are in demand because we demand
mm-hmm.
the cloud.
It. Yep.
We demand the cloud. And a part of our new economy runs on the cloud. So we're doing that, I think, in a thoughtful way. So, Licking County is moving forward. People are continuing to move here. We're probably between 185,000 and 190,000 people now. We're building new homes in this community. Nothing's easy. Everything's expensive. We're doing our very best. You look around, Dave. You're plugged in. I wouldn't rather be a commissioner in any other county than Licking County, because we're making things happen, and we'll just continue to try to move forward in 2026.
You know, I'm curious, you talked about bringing in folks who want to work here in the county. Do you think, Commissioner, people are specifically targeting Licking County when they see these job openings, saying, hey, I want to be a part of what's going on down there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We're in the bullseye. I'm not going to name names, but we just brought a person on board down at the county, a young female, and she and her husband took a job up here, and they're out of Hamilton County. They moved up here and just relocated here. People know there are opportunity, new high tech opportunity, manufacturing jobs. Things are happening in Licking County. People are hiring. There are places to come live, good schools, good recreation. I mean, come on. I've drank the Kool-Aid. I get it. But Central Ohio is not a bad place to be. It's the economic engine for Central Ohio, whether it's Franklin County, Delaware, Fairfield, Knox, you name it. People are coming here. And and the world is coming here because of the Intel thing. We're in the bullseye now internationally. Anytime anybody's looking to invest in North America, especially with tariffs, mm-hmm. reshoring manufacturing, guess what? They're looking at the East Coast. They're looking at the West Coast. They're looking at the Carolinas, and they're looking at Central Ohio. And we're part of the deal. And I'm excited. I'd rather be glass half full than glass half empty.
No doubt.
Let's just be glass half full about it. Anybody can be negative or find something that's wrong, and I can do that too, but I'd rather look for solutions and be a glass half full kind of guy, and let's just have a great year in 2026 and move forward.
So when you're doing different things like this, the importance of working together with other entities, I mean, you talked about Grow Licking County, townships and all these different places that you have to work with. Are you getting that vibe as well, that folks are telling you, hey, look, what can we do to help to continue this spurt, this growth here in our community?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the answer is yes. And I mean, that's an easy yes. Because people see opportunity to start new businesses here. I'm especially encouraged by the younger generation mm-hmm. of people in their 20s and 30s now starting new businesses. You know, we lost some businesses during COVID. People had a rough time during COVID. We're out of that. And, sometimes you can get hung up. You know, I'm a baby boomer. You know, you're getting in the twilight of your career, and all of a sudden it's like, okay, now what? Well, now what is that I'm now working with a whole new generation of young people that want to make things happen. Your generation, your kids, your grandkids, and, all we can do is set the table and make Licking County as desirable a place for them to live and do business. With good schools, good workforce opportunities, so that you don't have to go to college to get good training to get a good job. You can get technical education now in this community and in Franklin County with these two-year degrees, and people are hiring people that want to work and have skills. And I just want to leave this, your radio audience, with a feeling that, like, just don't be down. There's always new opportunity around the corner. All you got to do is take a look around and be positive. And like I said, I'm positive for 2026. There will be challenges, absolutely, next year, and that's okay. We've been through the Civil War, we've been through the Depression, we've been through everything as a society in our history. And guess what? Licking County will do just fine. We're a growing county. And a good example is that, Commissioner Black, who could not be here this morning, wanted to be here with us this morning, but he's retiring, mm-hmm. But he'll go do other things. And by the way, right now we've probably got 6 or 7 people lined up that want to be commissioner to follow him. It's not like we got to look around to find good people that want to, try these opportunities. People are pounding on the door. So, we'll see what happens. We'll have elections next year. Things will happen. And we'll maybe even do radio shows next year. Who knows,
Is it tough for you, though, with this young blood that comes in that has a different ideas? I mean, I know you well enough. You and I kind of maybe the same a little bit. Hey, it's work. We're going to do this. This is how we do things. Is it tough, Commissioner, when you have somebody come in and say, try this? Or you're just like, all right, we'll do that? Because, I mean, you'll get that with new folks who are coming through the door.
Yeah, I'm past that in my life. my idea now is, if you've got a good idea, it's your life, go for it.
Yep.
And, you might succeed, you might fail, but you won't know unless you try. And it's sort of like I changed my life and got into public service and got into being a commissioner later in life after a radio career and doing some other things. And you don't know if you can do it or not. Well, all of a sudden, yeah, you can. And it's just apply yourself. And it's not my job to discourage people. If you got a great idea, go for it. That's one of the neat things about our country. Our country is not perfect, never has been, never will be. And all we can do is keep working on it. But it is probably one of the few places in the world where if you have ambition, an idea, and you want to work at it, this is still one of the few places in the world where you can actually get ahead and try to make your dream happen. No, and that's okay.
Commissioner, we were talking about, you know, 2025 and all the great things that have taken place. 2026 is going to be a extremely busy year, not only for the Licking County Commissioners, but across the country as a whole with America's 250th. And I know things, you kind of ramp things up a little bit here in 2025, but boy, next year it is going to really pick up. It's going to be an exciting time across the country, not only here in Ohio, obviously in Licking County, but across the country as well.
Well, absolutely. And let's just not assume too much here. We know exactly what we're talking about when we say America's 250th, or in Ohio, AM 250 Ohio. Let's just go back to basics. This country started in 1776 with the Declaration of Independence, basically 13 independent colonies, which decided that they wanted to create a nation and do their own thing and separate from their colonial empire, which was Great Britain, and we did. And we fought an eight-year battle, really, for freedom to be recognized as a country, and that happened. And General Washington led that fight, and he was our first president, and you know the history, or I hope you know the history. If you don't know the history, it's a good year to learn it. honest to goodness. This little country is unique in the world. A lot of these countries go back centuries and have never had a taste of freedom. People in Russia have never had a taste of freedom. They've had a history of czars and kings and queens and people who tell them what to do, and never have had a taste of freedom. We've had a taste of freedom since 1776, and we've still got it. And this year is the 250th birthday of the Declaration, coming up July 4th of this coming year, 2026. We're in a one-year celebration from July 4th last year to this coming year. And there are celebrations, large, small, at the very neighborhood level, the township, the city, village, county, state, and national level, to commemorate and to honor us. Obviously, 4th of July always is our independence holiday, but this is going to be a real special year. A lot of things are being planned. We've worked, county has worked with a lot of our partners already doing events, which you've been well aware of over the past year. But I have, for anybody out there who has been kind of oblivious to this, It's time to shake your head and wake up. We're in the midst of the 250th birthday of our country. It'll be culminated in July of next year. A lot of the celebrations will continue throughout the year. Licking County Historical Society and a lot of the folks have a big committee in Licking County that are coordinating it. A lot of state things going on. So find your way to plug into that. Whether it's on a very small scale with you, your family, and your neighborhood, your church group, your scout group, whatever, find a project, find a way to show the colors this year, the red, white, and blue. And Dave, here's what I think is important. Maybe you'll agree, maybe you won't agree. But one of the things that I think is important, if we're going to keep this country going to the tricentennial, which would be in 2076, our 300th birthday, we've got to get the new generation on board to appreciate how special this country is. I've learned a long time ago that every generation has to learn anew what 1776 meant and what the Declaration meant, because that made us unique in the world. Not every country just gets its freedom and gets to do what they want. A lot of people have been oppressed their whole lives. In fact, there's people all over the world that want to come here because they are oppressed. Mm-hmm. And this is the one bright spot in the world where you can actually be free and do things. So here's the deal. For you, for Dave, for your kids, for your grandkids, for anybody out there listening, here is your challenge for 2026. Remind yourself why this country and our freedom and our democracy is special, and share that with the generation that you're bringing up forward to take your place. Because if they don't understand it and appreciate it, maybe they won't value what we have here in this country. And there are, frankly, there's some in the country that don't value it right now. And that's a shame, because they've been born, they've had this taste of freedom, they take it for granted, they don't realize how special it is. And I think you only have to go to some place in the world where you live an oppressed life and don't have any opportunity to appreciate how special this country is.
You've been listening to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank our guest today, Licking County Commissioner Tim Bubb. As always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a safe and happy new year.